Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll look at a very important passage which concerning the birth of Christ, and then we'll be talking about the miracles of Christ. We're not talking about the Christ, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, but we're talking about the Christ of Muhammad, the Christ of Islam. Amazingly, when Muslims in America say we believe in Christ, and then the American people read the word the Christ in the Quran, surprise, surprise, they are so happy because after all, Muslims believe in the Christ. But is this true? When Muhammad used the word the Christ in the Quran, is he talking about the Christ of the Bible? Our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the God Almighty who came in the flesh, the eternal Word of God who became human? Or are we talking about something completely different? You see, the word the Christ in Islam, it is a result of two separate meanings, as Muslim scholars claim. First of all, the Christ, it is Isa, son of Mary, who used to travel all the time. So Muslim scholars will tell you, Yasih, it is where the word Masih comes from. So Masih is Christ, Yasih is a traveler. Therefore, the reason we call Isa, son of Mary, the Christ, because he used to travel all the time. He did ministry for 3 years, traveling throughout the land of Israel. When in reality, the word Yasih have nothing to do with the word Masih. Two different words from two different roots. Now, the other important meaning, as Muslim scholars contradict themselves, they will tell you the word Christ is because it is actually from the word Mamsuh. So, Masih coming from the word Mamsuh. And what is Mamsuh? The one who was washed. And boy, oh boy, if we can go back to the Bible and we read about that woman who washed Jesus' feet with her tears and wipe them with her hair, that is why we call Isa, son of Mary, the Christ, because he was washed. When in reality, once again, the word Mamsuh has nothing to do with the word Masih. Two different words from two different roots. So do not be deceived, my friends. When Muslims say the Christ, or when you read the word the Christ in the Quran, this has nothing to do with how we, the Christians, believe that Jesus is the anointed one, the one who came to fulfill all the prophecies which were written. He is God Almighty who came in the flesh. That is the true understanding of Al-Masih, the Christ, in the Holy Scripture, the Bible. Let's move on with our study to look at what the Quran said about that Christ's birth. For the story of the birth of Isa, son of Mary, is actually mentioned in two different locations in the Quran. First, as we are continuing in our study in Quran chapter 3, beginning from verse 45, and then we will move on to Quran chapter 19, which is titled by the name Maryam, where there we will be reading a completely different story about the birth of Isa. In Quran chapter 3, verse 45, we'll read, "And the angels said, O Mary, surely Allah gives you the good news with a word from him. His name is the Christ, Isa, son of Mary, exalted in this world and in the hereafter and of the nearer. And he will speak to the people from the cradle and in his old age and of the good." She said, "My Lord, how can I have a son when no man has touched me?" He said, "Likewise, Allah creates what he wills. When he makes a command, so he surely only says to it, be, so it will be. And he will teach him the book and the wisdom and the Torah and the gospel." That is the simple reading of these few verses in Quran chapter 3. Notice here that how the Virgin Mary received that announcement. We do not know too much details about where she was or when this took place, but all that we know is that a bunch of angels came and talked to Mary. The word angels in Quran 3:45 is plural. In the Arabic language, it has to be three or more. It could be 20 or 50, but not less than three. When the angels said, notice that statements which we read here in Quran chapter 3 has nothing to do with the statement which we will be reading a little bit later in Quran chapter 19. O Mary, surely Allah gives you the good news with a word from Him. His name is the Christ, Isa, son of Mary. Who is Isa? He is a word from Allah, the God of Muhammad, small G-O-D. What about that Isa, the Christ, the son of Mary? As we continue to read, He is exalted in this world and in the hereafter. وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَةِ وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ Meaning, He is not like any other man who ever came to this world. Perfect in this world and perfect in the hereafter. You will never read in the Quran that Allah tell Isa, son of Mary, to seek forgiveness for his sin as Allah did with Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam. You will never see that Isa has any son, but he was holy and righteous from birth, as we read here, and in the hereafter. And he is of the nearer. Nearer to who? Nearer to Allah. Notice that that Isa, son of Mary, is different than any other baby who will come to this world. Why? Because he will be speaking to the people. Well, everybody speaks to the people. No. Listen carefully. He will be speaking to people from the cradle and in his old age. That means when Isa will be born, as we're going to see together in Quran chapter 19, he will come out of his mother's belly immediately talking like a grown-up man. But then we are shocked to read that he will also speak in his old age. We all know that our Lord and our Savior left this world when he was 33 years or so. But the word kahlan in that passage here in Quran chapter 3 and verse 46, it is talking about somebody who is real old. You're talking about 95, 105, maybe 110, real old. I do not know how Muslim can explain to us about Isa, son of Mary, speaking as an old man. Then Allah stated in the Quran that Mary spoke to these angels and she said, my Lord, wait a minute. I saw there are a bunch of angels speaking to Mary, three or more. How the conversation here changed from Mary speaking to a bunch of angels, but she said, my Lord, how can I have a son? Notice the word Lord in the Arabic language, it's not like the word Lord in the Hebrew, which could mean teacher or rabbi. No. We're talking about God. Lord in the Arabic language, Rabbi, is God. So she's speaking to God somehow as if he is there among the angels whom she was speaking to. How can I have a son when no man has touched me? Very important question. We're going to read the same question again in Quran chapter 19. But listen to the answer, which is astonishing answer, very bad theology. And when Muslims read the same passage, which I am reading with you right now, in so many of our liberal churches, the church could not see anything wrong in it. Because these wicked leaders of such liberal churches do not even know their own theology of who Jesus Christ is, according to our Christian faith. He said what? Once again, notice, he said, not they said, but he said. So the pronoun changed from plural to singular. But here is what he said. Likewise, Allah creates what he wills. When he makes a command, so he surely only says to it, be, so it will be. Allah creates? Are you trying to tell me that Isa, son of Mary, is not God Almighty who came in the flesh, but he is just simply someone who was created by Allah like every other person? Yes, indeed. That's exactly what Allah stated in the Quran. And sadly, many people, when they hear these words, because they do not have the spirit of discernment, they could not figure out that there is something wrong in the Quran. Isa, son of Mary, is just a created human like everybody else. In verse 48, the angel or whoever speaking to Mary said that Allah will teach him the book, What book? Only Allah knows. Why? Because if you continue to learn what else Allah will teach him, you see that he will teach him the book and the wisdom and the Torah and the gospel. So the book could not be the Torah and the book could not be the gospel. What is that book? No one knows except Allah. That is the story of the birth of Isa, son of Mary, according to Quran chapter 3.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
And now let us look at the birth of Isa, son of Mary, according to Quran chapter 19, which we read beginning from verse 16. For there we read, "And remember in the book, Maryam." Notice, we're not talking about remember in your mind, Muhammad, or remember in some history writing. No, it's in the book. What book? The Bible. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to read what Muhammad claimed is written in the Bible, not in any other book. Notice what Muhammad is about to tell us here. Not only it contradicts what is written in the book, the Bible, but it also contradicts what we just have read in our first half of this broadcast, what is written in Quran chapter 3. "And remember in the book, Maryam, when she went apart from her family to an eastern place," something that never happens in the Jewish culture, especially in Mary's days. We know Mary was not even 18 years old. She must be 14, 15, something like that. So how in the world Mary leave her family in such time as that 2,000 years ago in that Jewish culture and move on to some eastern place? But let's continue with verse 17. "So she took a veil apart from them." From who? From her family. She went away and she lived by herself. "So we," that is Allah, "sent our spirit to her." Who was sent to the Virgin Mary in the following verses? It is the Spirit of Allah. Wait a minute. I thought in Quran chapter 3 that Allah sent his angels, plural, to speak to Mary. Now the story completely changed. So it is no longer angels, but the Spirit of Allah. And I wonder how the Spirit of Allah would be speaking to Mary. Listen carefully as we continue to read. "So he," that is the Spirit of Allah, "appeared to her a normal human." So Mary, she was not talking to angels, but she was actually talking to one normal human. A man, 6 feet or so, 2 eyes, 2 hands, 2 ears, 2 legs, just like any other man. Maybe have a beard and mustache. Okay? Let's continue with the story by Muhammad in the Quran. In verse 18, "She said, surely I seek refuge with the merciful from you if you were a fear." Oh, Mary got scared. Amazingly, when Mary spoke to the angels, she was not scared. But when she talked to one guy, a human, a normal human, somehow she was scared. That's why she sought refuge from Allah, from him. That is the man who was speaking to her. Listen to his answer. He said in verse 19, "Surely I am only a messenger of your Lord, that I may grant you a righteous son. Ghulaman Zakiyan. Once again, as we have read in Quran chapter 3, that Isa, son of Mary, is not just a normal human. There he was perfect in this world and in the hereafter. Here he is a holy son. That statement was never given to anybody else in the Quran, not even to Muhammad himself. So what is the good news? The good news that Mary will have a righteous son. How did Mary respond to that? We read in verse 20, she said, "How can I have a son when no man has touched me and I was not unchaste?" Notice that that is exactly the same question which we read in Quran chapter 3 and verse 47. When she said, "My Lord, how can I have a son when no man has touched me?" The only difference here is that in Quran chapter 19 and verse 20, she added the word, "and I was not unchaste." The answer in verse 21, he said, "Likewise, your Lord says, it is easy for me, and we will make him a sign to the people and a mercy from us." And it was a decreed matter. Wait a minute. Do you know the similarity in the answers between Quran chapter 3 and Quran chapter 19 about the answer of the angels or the answer of the Spirit of Allah who appeared to Mary as a normal human? It is simply the words "likewise." He said "likewise" and he said "likewise." But notice the difference between the two answers. For in Quran chapter 3 and verse 47, he said "likewise, Allah creates what he wills. When he makes a command, so he surely only says to it, be, so it will be." Here we read in Quran chapter 19 and verse 21, he says, "Likewise, your Lord says, it is easy for me, and we will make him a sign to the people and a mercy from us." And it was a decreed matter. Did you realize what's happening here? Muhammad forgot what he mentioned in Quran chapter 19, which he wrote earlier. Then when he wrote Quran chapter 3, he wrote completely different words. And that is a clear contradiction. Once again, we're talking about the one story given by one angel to one prophet by the name Muhammad, and it is completely different wording. We're not talking about Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, who use their own vocabulary to give us the story about the birth of Jesus. We're talking about the revelation of Muhammad. We're talking about the uncreated word of Allah in the Quran, which was written literally 50,000 years before the creation of Adam and Eve. How can that be? Which statement is actually written in the guarded board? This "likewise" or the other "likewise"? Because the only similarity between these two answers, it is the words "likewise." Let's continue with Quran chapter 19 in verse 22. So she conceived him. So she withdrew with him to a remote place. I have no idea if she is already living by herself away from her family. Why, when she got pregnant, she have to move to a remote place? You mean she is hiding herself from the rest of the people? Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Because not only it does not fit with the Bible teaching, but for sure it will not fit with the culture in Jesus' days. So the pain of a childbirth came on her by the trunk of a palm tree. She said, "Oh, I wish that I had died before this and I was forgetting. Statement we never read in the Bible, and it does not make any sense here. Obviously, Muslim scholars will tell you that is because she was in so much pain at the time of the birth of Isa, or because she was ashamed of herself. What she will tell her family about that boy who came to this world and she was not married? People are going to accuse her for committing adultery. But then we continue to read. So he called her from below her. "Do not grieve. Indeed, your Lord has made a creek under you and shake the trunk of a palm tree toward you. It will drop fresh, ripe dates on you. So eat and drink and please the eye. So if you see any human, so say, surely I have vowed a fast to the merciful. So I will not speak to any human today." And these words, the first words, came out of Isa's lips. Just baby came out of his mother's womb. And he's asking his mama to eat and drink. And if she see any people, she would simply lie and she would say, I am fasting. Wait, Brother Usama. You got this wrong. You see, she's not fasting of eating and drinking. She actually fasting of talking. But wait a minute. Did you hear what we just read? He said, if you see any human, so say. When the Quran said, so say, that means she will be speaking. What she's going to say? She will say, surely I have vowed a fast to the merciful, so I will not talk to any human today. If she said that long sentence, that means she already broke the fast of not talking. And by the way, there is no such a thing as fasting of talking. This is just the invention of Muslim scholars who missed the words so say, because if she's going to say it, that means she is not fasting of talking. The rest of the story goes on that Mary will take her baby Isa to her family. And once again, Isa will be speaking to her family, because this is the truth about the contradiction between the Quran and the Bible. More important, between the Quran and the Quran. As Muhammad continued to repeat every story in the Quran, somehow he missed very important points. And he add contradictory statements as he always did. Now, what about the miracles of Isa? You know, Muslims always claim that they believe in Isa, son of Mary. They believe in the virgin birth, and they believe in his great miracles. That is what we'll be covering in our next podcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.